B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, a little Bring the Heat action. Bring the Heat, always a blast. Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Your heating system isn't evenly or efficiently heating your home. You need help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
Coming to a Lululemon store near you is the new sport casual jacket from the same maker as the members only jacket from the 1980s. It's the new flyers only jacket, now available at Amazon Prime, or go to FugazeElitistFans.com.
That's awesome.
I gotta tell you,
that's awesome.
That is, that's really brilliant. I don't like the message.
But it's awesome.
I don't like what it says. However, if I just say it's directed at just a couple of folks, it's so, so, so well done. Wow.
We gotta get that guy in studio.
Off of a member's own. It's brilliant.
We gotta talk to that man.
No, he's smart. He's witty, creative. My kind of guy.
I hate the fact that I don't even know his name.
No. Has he ever left his name?
I don't know. Sir, please leave a message with your name on it. Or call 610-622-0975.
Yeah, I'm curious where he's from. Like,
I would like to talk to him.
You know, it's amazing because he's terrific. You know, he's a great essayist. It's amazing.
Call in, please.
This 76ers season has been so unbelievable. I mean, these injuries that affected Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid has really, really threw a wrench in what the Sixers are trying to do. But in all this stuff, sometimes you find diamonds in the rough. And Shake Milton has been a diamond in the rough. Look, if we wind up having to play Miami, it's going to be a tough series. And we're terrible on the road. But, you know, I'm behind my Sixers no matter what.
I hope so. I hope you are. I believe you are. Another guy I want to meet. Another Bring the Heat vet.
I think I know his name.
You do?
I think they call him Frenchie.
Oh, wow. That's a great name, Frenchie.
He called in once. Frenchie, I owe Frenchie one because there was a day where...
he called what, the show?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. It was like 2 years ago. There was, what else, new engineer?
Frenchie called?
Engineers screwed up something. They deleted the Bring the Heat calls for that day 5 minutes before the segment. So we had to say, hey, can you guys help us out here? We're going to do Bring the Heat Live today. And he was the first one to call.
I like Frenchie.
So I'm a big fan.
Frenchie used to call the BNC.
Yes, he did. He's a sound off man, too.
Is he really?
Yes, he does. Yes.
He's a triple threat?
Yes, he is. Does the hat trick daily.
Ben Simmons back. Joel Embiid's shoulder and finger. Josh Richardson's concussion. And the bro stealing the coffee bean. Is that a coincidence? I think not. The bro's fault. He needs to be punished.
Wow, the bro's fault. Can you blame Sixer woes on the bro? Well, then what's wrong with his ankle?
So apparently, I didn't hear the full story, but he went to the daycare to pick up his lovely daughter, and I think he tripped. And I saw it.
That's
Did you see it?
Thing. No.
Oh, my God, dude. It's 2-3 times the size of his other ankle.
Oh, did he roll it?
I guess. It may be broken.
Sometimes, though, you know how that works, where... Wow, who knows?
I was an idiot once, and I used to work at the rec courts at Temple. and I got off my shift. I didn't have my basketball sneakers, but I still played, and I played in my my running shoes.
No, it's the worst.
And what do you know? I land on somebody's ankle.
You roll it,
and it ballooned up
to where the ankle, like that part of your ankle, pushes over the low top of the sneaker.
Yes. Yeah, and then as soon as I took the shoe off, swollen. It got even worse.
Yeah, yeah. No, and it swells over it.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. Can't wear...
You can't go running sneaks in basketball.
No, your feet, bad. I got such issues from all those...
Yeah, oh my God.
My other Achilles, wait to go.
It's waiting to pop?
No, I felt it before. I actually was thinking about popping it to get it over with.
To then
try to get back into like get back into real shape because I'm not.
Skeeve me.
Just pop it and you know endure 6 months, really 8 months, because I did the other one.
Yes.
Then I have the two cadaver tendons, like bionic tendons, and I'll be good to go.
Wait, let me ask you. You're having a doctor pop it for you, right?
I'm going to wake up and not stretch it and just try to burst.
Wait, so you're gonna go to the track and do your 40 time, opening that just pops on you?
Yeah, the only thing, I don't have the guts to do it. One day I woke up, I was like, I should just do that now, just get it over with. The problem is that it's my right foot. I did my left foot, my right one to drive with. So I have to have you drive me around.
I'll come pick you up.
All right.
All right, so I have a little rhyme for the midday show. My guy Milton out here shaking and baking. I'm feeling that six-man spot should be permanently taken. 10, 9, 8, 76. I'm feeling a win streak coming on.
I would love that. I really would. I would love it. I would love it.
It's not starting tonight.
I know. I feel forlorn.
That was AJ, by the way. I love AJ.
So do I.
She's awesome.
She's great.
But, yeah, I'm sorry.
I would love it. I would absolutely love it. I just don't feel it.
Plus, Shake's not the sixth man right now.
Yeah.
He's the starter.
Yeah.
Tony Romo gets $17 million a year as an analyst. Good for him. Maybe Dak can do that.
I like it.
How about that 17 mil for Romo in the booth?
Yeah, we talked about that.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And Schefter put out a report on Saturday that 3-year deal could turn to 10.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. There's something in the conversation. It could jump from 3 to 10.
But does he I think he's great, but does he mean all that?
No. And I said this to Jamie on Saturday. If you, and I know we don't like Chris Collinsworth, but if you watched Collinsworth or listened to him closely last year, he started doing the predicting of the plays. And I think.
Yeah, he was biting off of Tony.
People are going to start doing that. But you're also going to find out Romo was just smart to start doing it first.
Yeah.
But they all know. Like, Collinsworth knows everything that's happening on that field.
Not as much as Tony. Tony.
I don't know. I don't know if Tony's really this genius compared to the other guys that do it. Obviously, he knows a thousand times more than I do.
Tony greater than Collinsworth.
Yeah, I agree.
In football smarts.
Okay. Okay. But I'm just saying,
I don't know that Aikman cares anymore about that stuff.
I think you're right.
The only time Troy gets excited is when wrestling comes up.
Yeah, he talks Hulk Hogan or whatever. Was that what it was?
He gets fired up. He's done it like 3 times. Anytime like Hulk Hogan or wrestling comes up, he gets fired up.
It's great.
It is great.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Yo, Cuz, yo, Tunis, the Team Phillies fan. Is it me, or is Reese Hoskins not playing? I mean, I've been looking at box scores, and I can't find him having any at-bats or anything like that. Did I miss something?
No.
He plays here and there.
You know, he hasn't played much.
Not really making an impact.
No, but, you know, it's a couple, you can't look at spring, but he hasn't been in the lineup all that much.
I still think he's that great. Just saying.
You don't think he's that great?
Who, Hoskins? No.
Yeah.
I don't think he's 180 bad. But I don't... That Hoskins that we saw when he started...
You say anomaly.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Well, remember, I said to you last year, I would love it if he turned into Pat Burrell. Give me close to 30 home runs. Give me somewhere between 80 and 100 RBIs. You hit 240, 250, so be it.
Wow. Burrell.
Yep. I don't think Hoskins is 300 hitter.
Wow.
No, on base percentage, cool, but you're my four hitter. Like, come on,
dude. Yeah.
I want you to do a little more than just walk.
Especially
when you have nobody behind you.
I know.
Now they do with Real Muto, but.
No, it's terrible. Wow. Mm-hmm. Pat Burrell.
Mm-hmm.
That crazy?
Pat Burrell was also a big piece in that 08.
Yeah.
Not the biggest.
Yeah.
G'day, mate. Ben Simmons is back here.
Yo, this is Joel Embiid's shoulder.
We were supposed to go on excursion today, but we couldn't get along. So we've decided that we will be sending Joel Embiid's shoulder back.
Yo, I can't wait to come home.
But I will be staying here.
Oh, my God. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Does a great job.
His Aussie accent is tremendous. Tremendous.
Yeah, because a lot of people can do the good day, mate, but then he keeps going, right? It's being able to sustain it.
Tremendous.
Like when people try to do other people's voices, they go to like the three words that they can say. Like good day, mate. You know, the
good day, mate.
Balmer right. For yeah. Brett Brown. Balmer, but to be able to continue.
You're right. That's the test.
That's how you know he's
of
good.
Getting the accent down. Yeah, I agree. And his accent is spot on. Spot on. Great stuff.
Yo, cuz. I'm just disgusted just like you are, man. If you're from Philly, you support all Philly teams.
Thanks, brother.
When they win, you win. That's all I got to say about that. Andrew, ask Tyrone to borrow a Shake Dillon song. So you can play it.
Oh, that's right. Ty does have a song.
I love it.
Shake.
Ask Tyrone to borrow the Shake song to play.
I think it may be that.
Yeah. Keep it going.
That's how long. That's
it.
It's an 8-second spot.
I want more of that. Shake.
All right, I got one more. We really do need the Philly sports god to help us out.
The devil's back again.
Yeah, I know.
He's killing us, man. The devil's... go away, devil. Go
me,
away.
The devil. Oh. The Sixers now the 16th. Going to play the Celtics in the first round. Tatum's going to average over 25-plus points. And the Sixers are out in 5 games. Did you see Eflin last night? That gas can as he burns in my inferno. You're welcome, Phillies fans.
Well, he turned Canadian at the end.
I heard that.
He turned Canadian. The devil. Phillies fans.
You're welcome, Phillies fans.
You're welcome. He turned Canadian. The Devils, Canadian. He's tipped off. Oh, come on. The Devils masquerading as a Canadian.
Oh, no. That means he's coming for the Flyers next.
Oh, can't touch the Flyers, man. Stay away, Devil. Stay away. Eflin. First of all, I wish Eflin would pitch in hell. I would trade him to hell.
Come on, you can't trade him to hell. Who are you getting returned?
Seriously, I would trade him to hell.
You're getting your soul back?
Yes. Oh, my
Zach
God.
Zach Eflin in the first round pick for our 2017 Eagles soul.
Dude, what in the world? Let me ask you a question. Seriously. Okay. What in the world? Why is he still around? Eflin.
Because he's better than Pivetta and Velasquez? Dude, he's not, fill your rotation?
He's not better than those two. They're all the same guy. Eflin.
They're excited for him this year.
I hate Eflin.
Because the Price, the new pitching coach, he's a believer in allowing people to go low and away, whereas Chris Young, guy with zero experience and had no idea what he was doing, said that you should go fastballs up. And when you're throwing...
Fastballs up?
When you're throwing 94...
Equals fastballs out.
But yeah, if you're throwing 94 miles per hour, you're trying to go up in the zone. Plus, guys like Pivetta, who are still trying to learn the pitch in the league, don't know how to hit their spots very well.
No.
And then all of a sudden they throw it. It's not up.
Yeah.
It's right down the pipe.
Yeah.
I think we got our guy.
Wow. Let me get to him. Hold on, Nikki. Let me get to Frank. Hang on, Nick. You get in on this segment. Frankie. Hello, Frank.
Oh, my God. This is groundbreaking. My daughters keep calling in. I keep deleting them. Oh, my God. You guys are awesome.
Dude, you're the greatest, Frank.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, Andrew, I don't know. I just put chapstick on. Let me kiss your ass first.
All right.
Andrew, where are you?
Hello.
Yeah, you're dynamite. You know, I miss Jason, but you stepped in big time, and I appreciate you because you get me on. And you're just Philly, man. You got it flowing. You got all the sports flowing through your veins. As a matter of fact, I'm pulling up an Ottoman and opening up an IPA, but whatever. Andrew, I added some more characters, but maybe I've got too many characters going on. I don't know.
You just keep doing you, Frank.
Frank, I got to tell you, what do you do for a living? You're very bright.
I own a construction company. I had a cup of coffee at Villanova, then I became apathetic. A little lacrosse party issue. But anyway.
You're an entrepreneur.
I got something to battle that Un Diablo bastard.
Oh, yeah?
Mikey the Archangelo.
Yes!
Andrew, check it out. I left it early.
Oh, here, Mikey the Archangelo.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a wise guy voice, and it's about a... Anyway.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You're very creative.
Well, thank you. My girls, yeah, they tell me I got them all... saved, so I have a folder of them, but and this show today is outrageous. I was going to try to call in, but I have the attention span of a gnat, so you know.
I never would have guessed it.
Thank you, and Nate got me on real quick, so I thank him too, but it's really
that's the least we can do. You every day, you know, you're with us and you leave just it, like it, people don't understand, it takes thought. And you're really good at it. Like, trust me, I've been around this students a while, right? And I'm a creative soul, and I know when it's bad. You're good all the time. That takes work.
God, I swung and missed a lot. I'm welling up. I do my best thoughts around 5:30 a.m. I just put that stuff down on paper, and yeah, so it's awesome. And I appreciate you guys. Andrew, it's up to you. It might not be worthy, but check out Mikey Archangelo. And I did a Manny the Maloiks last week.
That's
awesome. Manny Arcangelo is awesome. People don't know that Saint Michael was the one that would slay the devil. And, you know, for those people not of the Catholic faith, you know, it's all, listen, Frank, you do such a good job. Would you like to be our guest at Knockout?
I have bad wheels, or am I just a spectator?
Well, you could play it. You can give it to your daughter. I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, you can bring your daughter.
Yeah, you get a pair of tickets.
And you get a pair of tickets to the Sixers Raptors.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you guys doing the meet the, weren't you going to do something this week?
Yeah, so we were just talking about it. We're going to do beers on it's either Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to have an announcement tomorrow. So we're just going to, it's going to be next week, next Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll have tomorrow we'll have the date and the place.
You're going to do beer, so you had me at hello.
Yeah, all we're right, going to do literally happy hour. We're going to pick a bar. This is not about the station. This is me and Tunis wanting to come and hang and have a couple of Guinnesses. You know what I mean? That's it.
I'm in.
All right, good. All right, Frankie. Hold on. Listen, you won. You got the Sixers knockout. Fanatic Sixers knockout tourney is back. That's right. We're giving you a chance to play knockout on the Sixers court Wednesday, March 18th. Score a pair of tickets to Sixers Raptors. After the game, you'll experience what it feels like to play on the hardwood at the Wells Fargo Center. For your chance to win, keep listening all week long, presented by Truemark Financial, the only place to get the official Sixers credit card and enjoy exclusive Sixers experiences, merchandise, and more. Visit TRUMARK.com to learn more and apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.